Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to get excited about Cavs basketball, damn it. Let's go.
Coach was excited. He said he absolutely is going to be there in either game one or game two, depending on the workload.
He had a lot to work on.
He was at the women's Final Four. Hoops guy.
Well, obviously. His father. Whole deal. A lot of good stuff from him. The stuff about the analytics, that almost has to be its own separate like deal.
I have to say of everything he went over, because obviously, you know, we're not going to go in depth about Deshaun Watson, how ready he is. I mean, he's used the press conference time to do that. But the stuff that he went totally in on, and really, truth be told, nerded out on, was the analytics. And I thought it was very interesting at the end. Like, we've gotten closer and closer to being able to quantify all the relevant stuff that matters to a coach, right? But then when I asked him at the very end, I said, but if there's a time where you're looking at that sheet and those numbers and all the quantitative stuff, and yet you're like, I know what I saw in film. Yeah. He's like, that still matters. So that's like the merging right there perfectly of football guy and numbers that matter. And they are closing the gap. They are finding numbers to actually tell when he's talking about press coverage versus non-press coverage. How you get off as a wide receiver.
I was worried it would make everybody a bunch of automatons about... When I first heard about analytics, I will admit, like, my heart kind of sank, because I like debate. I like people getting emotional. I'm an emotional guy. I think what we're finding... And baseball, you know, damn it, there's been a lot of things that they've had to adjust with baseball, and they've had to do it because of that. And I got nervous because I wasn't one of the fuddy-duddies yelling and screaming about it, because I want to win football games. So I wanted to hear more about this because I knew that other teams were doing it. Now, we've had an analytical approach here for most of the time the station's been on air here with the Cleveland Browns.
Sashi Brown.
So, and yeah, obviously with Paul DiPodesta. So there was a little bit of a fear there where I'm like, I don't want football to be boring. What I'm finding out here over the last how many years, and I got to learn it very quick, is that, you know, there's good, there's bad, there's learning that goes on with it, and there's so many characters on a field that it's almost impossible to take everything in. When I have baseball, I have a man versus man type of situation. I have a pitcher versus batter type of situation. There's scouting reports, there's things that are there. But when I have 22 players moving in 22 different directions, I think that we're finding out that there's a lot of things that we're still learning, and it's never going to be robotic. And I think honestly, with going for it on fourth down, something that you never did, being able to push the ball down the field in the final minute of the game, where I told you, when I look at the history and a lot of things, I brought up the big blue VHS account that has all the old Giants games, and there was a field goal to win it with like a minute 20 left to go, and that's it. The Giants have pulled this one out. Like, what? A minute 20 left to go? Like, it's amazing how the game changes. Now, some of that stuff, obviously, is with rule changes and things. You go back from the 90s to now. But I think it actually has, in a lot of ways, save for a couple of rules that I'm a little bit not wanting to take in, I think it's made it a more enjoyable product that a lot of people want to get involved in.
Kenny, I also thought when he talked about his assessment of players and his assessment of guys that can be drafted.
Yes.
Relaying that information to Andrew Berry, and how he said, we're not going to waste time on guys that are consensus, that we all agree on. I love that, because, Kenny, when I hear fans say they're on the same page, I'm like, guys, that's impossible. That's not a real, That's not a real work situation where everybody is always just in agreement on everything. Kenny, we do a show. I think we do a pretty good show. Are we ever on agreement on anything? Like, it just on topics. We sit there sit there and go nuts on the topics we're going to use for the show.
Well,
if we were just consensus on that stuff, I'd say we're just going through the motions.
I will tell you this. If I can pull the curtain back a little bit, and you're right, and I know you're trying to make a bigger point, it is odd where you go back to some of the, and there were good fights and there were obviously bad fights. We didn't know how to fight at that time. But there's also, when the team was torn down to its studs, you argue, and someday it will happen again. This is the ecosystem of the NFL. It's a lot of theory on how to build a team. It's a lot of theory on why I like the most important position player. You like it, and there was a lot of argument back and forth. You go back to the Myles Garrett draft, and you and me arguing over Deshaun Watson back then to where we are now. And there's a lot of things of going, I'm not trying to create a drama. I'm not trying to create a controversy. But you hear it here with him, and that's what does make it, there's always going to be room for conversation, but they kind of are what they are now. Like, it's built, this is where it is, and now you have to try to take it as far as you possibly can. So there's definitely, I mean, you and I just had a knockdown drag out. We got agreed with each other, basically, but the whole Greg Newsom thing. I'm fit to be tied when I hear Nick Wilson talking about trading away Greg Newsom. And I'm fit to be tied when I'm hearing Albert Breer says, well, there's a possibility. So there's obviously different conversations, but what's built is built. But obviously, they have to sit there and think about, all right, what are we going to do in the next iteration? Because you can't just think about what's going to happen this year like you and I can. It's what's going to happen 3, 4, 5 years down the line and what's coming. And so there's a lot to take in there. And hopefully, that's what the numbers and that's what some of the charts and all the things that we do make fun of a time or two. That's where those come in to make a successful organization over a longer period of time.
I had another big takeaway. I'm curious to see what you think, because when I first heard the Vrabel stuff, I'm like, all right. He'll do some Zoom meetings. He'll, he'll weigh in here and there. No, that is not the role that Coach just described. What he illustrated was a guy who is going to be in the trenches and is going to be helping this team any which way he can. I mean, talking about the special team stuff and already being, you know, almost a point man on that with Bubba and the other special teams coaches and the guys on the staff. I was actually surprised. I was blown away by how much a part of the Cleveland Browns Mike Vrabel is going to be.
I am also surprised.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Again, I know a lot of high school coaches. I know, obviously, a lot more high school coaches than I would ever know NFL coaches. And I would know a lot more college coaches than I would ever know NFL coaches. And you are the same way. And it's the same with basketball, too, with the coaches that you know as well. I mean, a lot of them are just control freaks. And a lot of them get their hands in a lot of pies. Maybe they shouldn't, because they're so afraid of somebody ruining what they're trying to build. He's very able to delegate. I don't think I've ever seen it with a Cleveland Browns head coach where they've been able to delegate so much, and they've been successful in delegating and being willing to make the changes. So, yeah, I mean, we are basking in the afterglow of having Kevin Stefanski in here and in studio and giving us some great answers. And we had good conversation with him off the air as well. And so there's a lot of things that obviously we're excited about, but there are so many different topics and in questions of football that I'm really surprised that he's able to cover and being able to give away, he's ultimately the head coach, but give away power on certain things. And I think that that's a very interesting way to do things, because, I mean, even when we do this, I think it's hard to give away power for a lot of stuff that we have in that we're in control of. We got coming in hot at 9:40. We got Austin Carr coming up at 9:20. So there's only a little bit of time here to do this. We got into this earlier. I'm not going to stand here and be blamed for telling the truth on Monday and Tuesday. Now, I did my best to not do it on Wednesday. You drug me into it. So, yeah, I guess we are going to have a bit of an argument. I want fans to be excited for this, because I don't know. If they lose this series, I don't know what the hell is going to happen after this year. Okay? Like, in 2 weeks, we could be talking about new head coaches and new general managers / team presidents and new players on this basketball team. Like, by the time June comes around, there could be some serious changes. So I know in my heart, not in the back of my head, in my heart, I got to make the most of every single playoff appearance that my favorite team makes, so I can't just dump on the playoffs and what they're doing. But I do know that, Tone, my heart is telling me we need to get involved in this and we need to get excited. But we've taken call after call after call, and the one who wanted us to whoop it up the most was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and that was about it this morning.
Yeah, and I wonder.
I did not brainwash these folks from Monday through Friday. You ain't going to put that on me. That is not going to happen.
And part of it, I'm not going to lie, like, I understand that malaise over the post-All-Star break play with all the injuries and with the inconsistencies, the loss of an identity. Like, they weren't even a good defensive team anymore. So that was a big part of their identity that we could prop up for a year and a half. A lot of that has eroded, and with that, the trust in the team for the fans. I understand all that, but you do understand how the playoffs work in the NBA. There are teams that are able to turn it on. I know they weren't able to last year. I find the story fascinating to see if they are capable of doing it now. They're a year later. They're going up against a team that has barely any playoff experience at all. Mm-hmm. So now you're the team with the experience. You brought in Max Strus. You brought in George Niang. This is a team now that certainly understands that they weren't physical enough last year. And Donovan Mitchell. The last time I saw him was the best he had looked in about a month.
That's a good point.
And he says he's 100%. I know some people don't believe him. We'll see. And whether or not Darius and Evan Mobley can break through, all of those things I'm going to be watching. And whether or not, are you going to have a home court advantage on Saturday? I know it's 1 o'clock. It's not under the lights.
I do think they will. I really do. I don't think you got to worry about that. And some people were talking about the ticket prices. Like, I got a tweet about ticket prices being like $200 to get in. And I think that might be lower bowl.
No, yeah.
Did you take a look?
The $200 was the average price.
Okay.
Because that's...
Yeah,
that's inflated by the expensive tickets, but you can get in. I mean, I saw $35 to $40 with fees.
Am I supposed to take that as a downer?
I mean, it shows you the temperature of where they're at right now, right? Like, the fans are not all that confident, even though the bettors are confident. That line has actually increased throughout the week for the series odds and the game odds.
Well, the tickets have went up, too. They're 43 now with fees.
I cannot sit there. Guys, listen to me on this. I speak with my heart so much. Don't be a fuddy-duddy about this. All right? If they go out there and they look like hell tomorrow and they lose, we'll get mad and we'll talk about it on Monday. And if you think you got made look like a fool, then damn it, we'll talk about it. But I can't do it. I know I was upset on Monday and Tuesday. I got out of that funk on Wednesday, even though I got drugged back in. I can't go into this series like Randy Quaid in Major League 2. You only get so many chances. I'm going to give him the olive branch as a fan, and I beg you to come with me. I'm literally begging you to come with me, because I don't want to have that feeling, and you don't want to have that feeling either. Because if they go out there and they win this series, and everybody's saying it's going to be a tough one, it's going to be a rock fight, this, that, and the other. But if they go out there and they win this series, they look good, especially if they look good as hell on Monday or on tomorrow, and getting ready for Monday, because if you win this game especially, then you remember you got that quick turnaround when you go over to Orlando, and you got it down to Orlando, you got to deal with that. They look good tomorrow. You don't want to be feeling a little bit of guilt in the back of your head on Sunday and then on Monday. You don't want to do that. You want to go into this clear conscience. If they lie to you and they look like hell, we'll all discuss it. But damn it, you do not want to go into the weekend after a big Cavs win with a little bit of guilt in the back of your head. You don't want to do that. I'm telling you. I've lived it. You don't want that. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, Austin Carr. I don't know why I threw out the number, because we're having Mr. Cavalier on, the Cavalier legend, the current Cavs TV broadcaster. We'll have him on the show. We'll see what he believes the Cavs need to do to move on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.